not a movie guy. I wear my shoes inside. Well, it's been a while, so put your hands together and let's grow together. Yeah, let's grow forever.
Welcome to Hand in the Dirt, a gardening podcast about football. And let me tell you something. I'm bringing some fucking real energy today. Stephen Hartzell, how are you doing?
Man, I'm great. It's going to be one of those shows today, huh?
It's fucking pouring rain this morning. It's not raining anymore, but it was pouring rain. Michael Cerber, a.k.a. L underscore Cerberino, vocalist for the Killer Ants, Ants with a Z. How are you doing?
Yeah, I got a fucking rash, man. I got a fucking
what?
Rash.
I'm from what?
No, that's a Lebowski reference. Hartzell got it.
Yeah. Okay.
How you doing, buddy?
Fuck. I was so worried about the last episode.
Why?
Because when I said that my girlfriend left me for a kid with one hand, I thought that was going to be disrespectful. And so
we covered this. He was a dickhead. That didn't have anything to do with his disability. That's why I stepped out with you and talked about the guy who had a wing. He was an asshole. He picked on people a lot.
I called a bunch of my friends from high school and they were like, yeah, this guy sucks.
Yeah.
I went on Facebook and looked to see like if other people like talk to him routinely and they don't.
Yeah, because he was mean, man.
And what I realized is she left me because she wanted to go to prom with a senior who drove a Bronco.
What were you driving back then, Playboy?
A 1987 Chevy Corsica.
Yeah, I mean, that's a heady play by her.
I wasn't going to take the Corsica to prom, asshole.
What were you going to take to prom?
We're going to take the Suzy Trooper, baby.
Okay.
All right.
Was it the soft top? Trooper?
No.
No, those are the Amigos.
That's Amigo. Come on, don't disrespect my mom.
That's like 100 episodes ago. I know.
Yeah,
yes.
We've done this.
Were you guys limo guys for prom?
No. 1 year. The other year I got to take Liz's BMW Z3.
Wow.
Good for y'all.
Yeah.
It's Liz and what?
Tatiana Ali.
What's her name? Who was it that drove the Z3 in the James Bond movie?
Oh, is that Elizabeth Hurley? No.
Tandy Newton.
Okay.
Tatiana Ali is from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Yeah, you love to see it. Tandy Newton, also in The Chronicles of Riddick.
Wow. There's a movie.
Yeah, listen, you want to, listen, have I seen every single Riddick movie? Absolutely.
Okay.
My dad and I went to see Pitch Black. We used to have a second run theater that was a mile away from our house. And so we saw Pitch Black, and my dad and I both looked at each other at the end of it, and we were like, we're in. And so we saw Pitch Black, The Chronicles of Riddick, whatever the other one was called. There's four of them, right?
I don't know, man. You're the expert.
Yeah, I can't help. You know I can't help you here, player.
Dude, I love... Dude, Riddick, when he gets the new eyes... Know what I'm saying?
Nope.
No, don't.
It's a trilogy, so there's three. He gets new eyes so that he can see in the dark, which helps him fight these monsters.
He got the new eyes, player.
Yeah. So
you got new eyes, Lieutenant Riddick.
Yes.
Space eyes.
I hate Forrest Gump, by the way.
It's not a good movie.
It's not. It's not good.
Yeah, man, it's just the whole time you're just waiting for somebody to tell him, hey, like, Jenny's mean, dude. Stop.
And she has AIDS.
Yeah, hepatitis, I think, is what we settled on.
Okay.
Hepatitis was the book, but I think they were going for the HIV AIDS crisis.
She's got a thing you don't want.
It worked.
Yeah, man. She got it from sharing needles, dude.
Yeah. I don't care how you get it. You have it.
How come Forrest didn't, how come Forrest didn't get it then?
I don't know.
Because he didn't. Because
Jesus in the sky.
Yeah. He's protection. They only did it the one time.
And well, maybe in Forrest Gump too, he does have it.
No, he doesn't have it. He's healthy.
Is there Forrest Gump too?
Yeah, Forrest lives happily ever after. That is very much the tone of the ending.
Hang on a sec. Hang on a sec. Let's think this through.
Okay.
Magic Johnson's living happily ever after.
He's rich.
So well, Forrest is rich too. Forrest is very rich. Remember, he said we don't have to worry about money no more. I said that's good. One less thing.
Okay.
He invested in a fruit company. Yes, but, he is loaded. But
would he would have saved Ginny. Like this is we also know that Magic Johnson responded to the medication extremely well.
Yes.
And we also know that there was a lot of misinformation at the time.
A lot of misinformation.
So
I mean, we went through that with COVID, right? Like everyone's like wiping down their bananas and I'm like they have a peel.
Yeah, it's worth noting that Magic Johnson was a very, very healthy person when he contracted the virus.
He was an elite athlete.
Yeah, it was at peak physical condition. A lot of people who contracted the virus at the time were not, and so their bodies responded differently to the virus.
In fairness, Forrest Gump was also an elite athlete. That this guy played football at Alabama. He was an Olympian.
There was a lot of wear and tear. He ran across the country twice.
I mean, this
a lot
guy,
of wear and tear on that dude.
This guy was. Well,
I want to talk about that.
He was a thoroughbred.
I want to talk about that because Hartzell, Cerber, you're new to run game, right?
Yeah.
Hartzell's an established runner.
Yes.
I dibble and dabble in the running.
You're on a 200-day run streak. I would cut yourself a little more slack than that.
No. Well, hang on. So let's do this. We're going to do this in two stages. The first stage, and we are going to talk about some yard stuff because
you definitely do not dibble and dabble, Felder. You run. You'll like take a couple shots and then go run. You run at night. You run in the rain. You run in the cold.
Yes, it's raining right now. I know that I have to run today.
You're a fucking runner, dog.
But I also walk part of the time.
That's fine, but don't sell yourself short here. Is what I'm saying.
It's less about me selling myself short. It's more. About like we talked about this before. I don't get any joy out of this.
I that part is bizarre to me. But I just want to let the listeners know you are a more maniacal runner than I am.
Yes.
Okay.
That does make sense. I listen to the same song. So I listen to one song per mile is what I've realized.
You should get Pandora, man. They change up the songs for you.
I don't want the song to change. That's how I keep time. Same way when I use songs for taking a shower, or same way when I use songs for cooking. It's easier that way. So I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
So I know that this, is you ready? Is you ready is what? How long is you ready?
I'm going to guess 3 minutes, man.
Is you ready is 3 minutes and 4 seconds. If I haven't finished a mile and by the time four of those play, I'm fucking up hard. Uh-huh. If I can finish it by the time the third one goes, that means I've ran a 9-minute mile and I feel good.
And just to confirm, you get no euphoria. There's no runner's high.
No.
Like you don't feel endorphins just flowing through you when you're done.
I feel horrible.
Wow, that's wild to me.
My mom, on Monday, there was an accident or something on Carmel. And so my mom couldn't make it all the way to swim lessons. So she said, I'll meet you at the house. And I was like, well, I'm getting ready to go for a run. Because I like to run. I go for a run when my wife and my kid aren't home. So I go for a run. My mom, I guess she saw me pull out. She saw me go for the run. And then I got back to the house. She goes, how far did you go? And I said, hey, I did 3 miles in 28 minutes. I felt good. It's not fast, but it felt good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I get back and my mom's like, and I get back, but I'm like huffing and puffing. And my mom goes, are you okay? And I was like, yeah. I just ran 3 miles. And I just did, by the way, Steven, top speed, 14.5.
The guy's an athlete.
And my mom is like, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm fine. I just, usually there's no one here when I get here. I take, you know what? I'll answer your question. You know what the euphoria is for me? Is when I get home, I take my fanny pack off, I take my headphones out, I put in my ear pods, and I take my shirt off and take my headband off, and I just walk around. I pop the top, and I walk around for about 25 minutes. Like, you know this, right? We all know this. Like, you have to, like, stop sweating before you take a shower.
Yeah.
Right, Serbs?
Say again?
You have to 30 stop
minutes?
25, 30 minutes. You have to stop sweating before you take a shower.
No.
You don't do that?
I don't stop sweating for 25 to 30 minutes, bro.
You're still sweating.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Okay.
After physical activity, I'm not cooling off. No fucking way. I got to get the shower is what's helping me cool off because I'm getting in there and it's hot to start. I'm getting hot to clean them. I'm
letting
the hot water run out. No, I'm just staying in there until the hot water runs out. Water runs out, I'm taking the coolness to cool down.
So how long is that shower?
So that when I get out, I don't sweat.
Huh? How long is that shower?
Man, sometimes I'll take a 30-minute shower. I don't care.
Yeah,
The environment does not affect me.
Hartzell, how long are your showers after a run?
I'd say on average, probably 7 to 10 minutes.
Okay. Well,
that's an average shower. But sometimes I'm not. If I'm sweaty when I go in, I'm standing there for a little while. I'm getting wrinkly, you know?
I stay out. I stay out for longer. Like, I want to stop sweating. Then I can go in and take my normal, like, 4 to 7 minute shower. Mm. Unless I have to shave. Like, today is the day I have to shave my head.
Nice.
But usually 4 to 7 minutes. And maybe that comes from having, the military dad who's like, in, out, go, done, in,
oh,
out,
no.
go,
that,
done.
That's why I do 30-minute showers now, because my whole life it was in, out, done. Get the fuck out. Stop using up all the water.
Yeah, so we're
now
on the
that
same
I'm in
page.
Control, no one's taking advantage of me.
We just
I may
have
been trained
responses.
To be a certain... I rebelled 100%.
But I'll say this. The other part for me is the way that I rebelled, I guess, is my mom didn't like people over all the time. And I'm like, people, come over. Come get over here. Get over here. Come get in my house.
Yeah.
But which, by the way, we're going to a Queens basketball game in March.
Queens College.
Yeah.
They play at the Grady Cole? Where do they play?
No, they play on campus.
Okay.
They used to be pretty good a couple years ago. I don't know if they still are.
I think they were good when they were, what, D2?
Are they not D2 anymore?
I think they've made the move to D1.
That's unfortunate.
But it's fine. Here's the thing. I want my kid to go see, what I've realized, I've been failing as a dad.
Men's game or women's game?
Women's.
Got it.
I've been failing as a dad. And I don't say that. I'm not saying that lightly. Like, what I realize is my job doesn't afford me the sports as recreation that most of our listeners, that my dad had. Like, I don't have that.
Right.
I don't want to watch sports when I'm not working. And so I realize I have to do more of this. And we're going to Queens game. There's a group of 10 of us that are going. And I looked at Hornets games and I was like, this is pretty expensive. Plus you have to pay for parking.
Yeah, that's not, I think you're doing the right thing, man. Go to a college basketball game. It's cheap. They have promotions. Yeah. Be into it.
Yeah, I'm not going to a UNCC game. That's an hour away from me. I might as well just drive to a Wake Forest game. If I went the other way on 485, I would be 30 minutes to Wake Forest. But if I go straight through the city, it's an hour to get to UNCC.
Yeah. So how far are you from Columbia, man? Hour and a half?
70 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not far because I live on the bottom of Charlotte.
That's what I thought. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I live at the bottom of Charlotte. So I'm, it's not far.
I would love to go to a women's game.
Go see Don. You want to go see? Can we do that?
At Colonial Life, that place would be rocking. They sell that place out every game.
Dude,
I used to go to games there. I'd be down for that.
We could do that.
I mean,
season's over, but yeah.
It's 10 days.
I know, but that, you know what? Let's put that on the map for next year. That's a cool trip. That's a cool up and back, and we don't feel bad about it.
Only undefeated team in women's college basketball.
Oh, by the way, also, I know my PIN number now.
By the way, Queens College, the women are 7-17 overall.
Yeah, they're not great, but we're going to see them play Kennesaw State.
The Owls.
Yeah. Shout out to Jason Kirk.
Shout out to Mike Hartzell.
Is that where he went?
He was the director of facilities at Kennesaw State for a couple years.
Look at that.
My dad fixes things, unlike his son.
Speaking of fixing things, I'm working on these. My dad, every time he comes over, we have this, our handyman didn't fix the tread the right way on our stairs. And so when you walk into my house, you both have been here, you walk into stairs and there's like a little gap. And my dad brings it up all the time. He's like, what are you gonna do about this gap? And I'm like,
why don't you fix it for me, Dad?
Well, in my mind, I'm like, it doesn't matter. All that does is go into a closet downstairs. Doesn't matter. But I finally got a wild hair because my wife was like, your dad brings it up and I don't know what to do. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I got it. So I'm in the second day of a 3-day process of fixing these stairs. All I'm doing is putting a fascia on it. The integrity of the stairs is fine.
Okay.
I had to cut a piece of wood, put it in there, and then I did fuck up. My wife got very mad. Very mad isn't even the right word. She wasn't thrilled. Because I just tried to spray paint it white, and I didn't tape anything off. And she was like, well, there's paint on the floor. And I was like, I don't care about this. I'm trying to solve one problem. I'll solve the other problem later. So that's where we are as a family. But guess what? Did I clean it? Yeah. Now I got to secure it and we're done. I'm done. I'm going to caulk it and we're done. You can fix anything with caulk and white paint. You're done. Am I wrong?
You ain't wrong.
This checks out.
Yeah. I got to hammer it up, nail it into the sidewall, and then caulk, paint, done. Will I get appreciated for this? No, absolutely not. Will not. No one's going to say good job. But here's the good job for me. No one's going to complain about the gap in the stairs anymore. So we'll be done. It's done. It's over. That's all I want. I just want it to be over. It's not a thing that bothers me.
That's what Hartzell's going to be saying. And that's what Hartzell's going to be saying about one quarter into our first matchup on EA Sports College Football 2025.
Dude, are you going to give him the work?
He straight up said in the text thread with Zach last night, he goes, buy a PS5 so I can beat you. Just so matter-of-factly. Like, he thinks he's going to run me. And I'm going to just... Hartzell, you called down the thunder? Well, now you got it. You tell him I'm coming. And hell's coming with me, you hear?
Lightning.
Hell's coming with me.
That's fine. That's fine. I think this is hell.
You have made a mistake.
This is
you have made a mistake.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it. It would make for great content. I have no problem streaming it. I'll plug in the headset and the Focusrite, and we can get down.
We're going to be in person with one another. I want to see your face when I destroy you.
Show us your face. Fine. Yes. You can see my face. I don't care. I don't know how to do that.
I'm
going to
see your face. I'm going
to
make you cry.
Oh, you mean like in the same room?
Yes, dog.
Got it.
And I don't want you looking at my controller. Can I pet that dog? I don't want you looking at my controller trying to guess my plays. And you can if you want to. I'm making checks at the line like crazy. You are done, son.
Okay. All right. Wow. Very good. I'm here for it. This is great. It's great.
This is an added, you know what? This should be a part of our, like a Patreon for, if you're interested in Hand in the Dirt, Twitch streams, this could be it.
I'll tell you what, this first one will be free because I want y'all to see me whoop his ass for free. But then after that, yes, we might do a subscription service for this. If you want to see the repeat ass whooping, you might have to pay for that one.
Who you bringing? You bringing Clemson? You think I'm worried about them boys in the purple pants?
I don't know who I'm bringing yet.
Think I'm worried about Cade Klubnik? I'm not.
Well, you shouldn't be. You should be worried about Michael Serber whooping your ass. I'll do it with Kent State. I don't give a fuck. Golden flashes all over your face.
So the best part about this is, yes, I am on a text thread with Serber and our man Zach, recruiting analyst with On3, friend of the program. The smoke was intended for him, but Serber was
but
like...
Yeah, but you fucked around and found out.
Yeah, fine. That's great. I don't care. I'll play both of you guys. I don't give a fuck.
You should be more confident with Zach, though, because he was like, yeah, I only have a PS4. He doesn't really play anymore. Man, I'm fucking on the sticks every night when Chelsea goes to bed.
By the time this game comes out.
Can we just go back and, like, Minority Report that sentence that Server just said?
Well, I'm on the sticks
every night when Chelsea goes to bed. And all I'm doing is Tom Cruising it right now. And it's like, my man... Thank you to my man. And Chelsea, she goes to bed. Boom. So I'm moving that to the left. That's her. That's her in bed. That's over here. And then he's like just playing. Are you playing different games or the same game?
I've been on 2K lately. I've been on a big 2K kick lately. But FIFA? but now I'm gonna get on Madden because I know it's the same engine as EA 25.
Oh my gosh. You're gonna destroy him.
I am.
When's the last time you picked up the sticks, Hartzell?
I played FIFA when my cousin was in town. That would have been 2 months ago.
How bad did
you're gonna lose,
bro? I danced on his face. You kidding me?
I love it.
He's a child, but we'll see.
Listen, by the time this game comes out,
how old is this guy?
Oh, my cousin Nate. He's like 21, 22.
He goes to college, right?
Yeah, he's in school.
He don't look it though. He don't look it.
He looks like a child, but. Regardless, by the time this game comes out,
I will be
a 41-year-old father and husband, and mm-hmm. I will be brushing off the rust on my man Serber. I'll be running fucking tight end drags on your face all day long, son. And I'll talk about it too.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I'll talk about it. I'll talk while I'm doing it.
I love when he gets super confident.
Yeah.
You know tight end drag just does not work against cover three.
TE drags, man.
That play will not work on a video game against cover three.
I'll go fucking off tackle, right, left, all day long. Boop, boop, little play action. Don't worry about me. I'll be fine. I simplify this game.
Yes, please run play action on any of the EA games that are out right now. Please try that. You're going to get sacked because you cannot run play action on these new games. You can't fucking do it. The only play action you can run is play action screen out to the side. That's your only fucking play. And if I play cover two, then you can't do anything there because my quarterback's going to take you. You have to break tackles. You need to get mad right now or you're going to be fucked. Because here's the thing, too. I know you ain't played a football game in a while. The D-line moves are not the same as they used to be. All right? It's a different system. It's not all on the sticks anymore.
I'm not going
to. Do you guys have rumble controllers?
My shit vibrates.
They shake. The controllers now have like speakers in them and stuff, dude. It's wild.
I haven't played video games since a PS3.
Yeah, well,
man, and you're not out here challenging people because you're smart.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
was it PS3? Which one came with the Spider-Man game?
PS3, right?
Yeah, PS3.
I think so.
I think it's PS3. That's still at my mom's house, I think.
I don't know, though, because didn't PS3 come out the same time as the 360?
Because PS3 came out with the Nickelback song, right? A hero can serve you.
Damn it. Damn, God, it was a long time ago. You're right, though. Because I was in high school when PS3 came out. Were you just out of college in college?
I was right out of college. My girlfriend
Yeah, that sounds right. 06,
my
I think.
Very mean, abusive girlfriend bought me a PS3 Spider-Man.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's the PS3 package. Spider-Man package. She bought me the PS3 Spider-Man package. Came with a Blu-ray. Yeah, she bought me that. That's what she got me for Christmas 1 year.
Yeah. I'm not above cheese, okay? Cheese. If I got cheese the game, if I got to cheese the game to beat you 78 to nothing, I will. But I'm going to beat you bad.
78 bad. To nothing? Holy shit.
Real bad.
Hartz, are you hearing this?
I'm listening.
He said 78 to nothing.
Yeah, I mean, that's aggressive.
I'm going to destroy you. User, you're going to be like, watch this. I'm going to be like, user pick.
God.
You say, watch this, sack, user sack.
Good Lord. So, anyways, we're going to a basketball game. That's how this all started.
I've been holding it in since last night, sort of.
I can't wait.
Clearly.
I had to tweet.
Yeah, I mean, you got on
me. It was so insulting. It was so insulting for you to just be like, I'm going to beat you. Come on. Please.
This is good. I mean, motivation is a good thing.
Yeah. Súbeme la radio.
I think it's very healthy activities.
I'm going to beat your ass all the way back to the Toco Hills Kroger.
Come on. It's still there.
And then you're going to steal a bag of balloons to put up on display as a congratulations to me.
Love it.
So, yeah. Anyways, we're going to a basketball game.
When?
This team is 7-24.
Next weekend. But
Like, you're going to see some bad ball game.
What do you think I do every day?
But it's senior day, so that'll be cool.
That'll be cool.
You'll probably cry.
They don't serve alcohol.
Yeah.
Really? But I talked to one of the dads, so here's the thing. And this is the thing that I do want to say this. This is the whole point this is the real main point. This is all planned through the other three dads. Me and the other three dads. And I know how much, like, I'm on Instagram just like everybody else. And Hartzell, I'm sure you get this too, parent Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Where the mom has so much, like, the mental load of the mother and the this and that, right? And I'm not dismissing it. What I'm saying is that no mother had to plan this. No mother had to do anything for this. And I feel strongly about that part of it, where it's like the moms don't have to do stuff, right? Like, when you do stuff and Jen doesn't have to do anything, that's a win for everyone, correct?
I'm literally like, hey, man, why don't you go get them nails painted? That's what you want to do?
Yes.
Just get out. Just go do something. I got this.
Yes.
I'll see you when I see you. Bro, I don't stop. I mean, yeah. So hang on a sec. Is Kristen going to go to the game or is she
She's going to go to the game, yes.
Okay.
But she doesn't have to worry about anything. Everything's already taken care of. Me and another dad are trying to figure out, are we going to do pizza at our house or their house, or are we going to go out for dinner after? But we're going to figure it out. And I just, it's not like, because I want to be clear, like, I'm not trying to be like an all lives matter person. I'm trying to say that, like, there are dads out there that, like, they do stuff. There's dads that do stuff. You do stuff. I do stuff. Like, we do. We are, like, a part. Like, I guess I just am tired of watching videos. Like, I saw a video this week of, like, a mom that shot a video of her showing how to pack their kids' lunch because she had to go out of town for the weekend. And I was like, that's a bad dad.
Yeah, I've seen these dads at Costco. They're like on the phone and they're like, what kind of smoothie do we buy? I don't know what. I'm like,
exactly. There's guys that are very shitty. They suck at it.
It's like, man, come on.
I think this is a podcast where the people, the dads that listen to our podcast are like, they're into being a dad, right? Mm. And that's the part that's frustrating. But you know what? But you can't be like, not all dads. Like, I'm not trying to say that. I just am saying there are guys out there that are doing this. And I booked the, I bought all the tickets. We're going to watch a women's basketball game. I'm super excited. The hot dogs, I think, are $1.50 or $2. So do you think your boy's going to slide like two or three glizzies down?
Yep.
And it's in my feeding window?
God.
Listen, we get there at 2. Halftime's going to be at 3. At 3 o'clock, the window opens. And when the window opens, I'm allowed to do whatever I want. And so once the window opens, let's go. I'm going to go crazy. And it's my kid, a couple kids from her class, like her friends, our neighbor. We're going to go and we're going to have a good time. And can you beat $10 per adult in free kid entry?
Yeah, I can. I would just say like,
you can personally.
Tickets. But yeah, generally speaking, that's why
you going can to, personally.
That's why doing this instead of going to a pro game like a Hornets game.
Or UNCC
game.
That's an hour away.
Yeah. Although UNCC's, they got a nice little gym. That's a solid like program on the come up.
Solid basketball Halton. Culture for the Niners. They've got a good like fan thing going. But
it's just far.
Yeah, it's far away from you, man. Yeah, it's the other side of town. Yeah. I mean, hell, Davidson, not close either. But, I mean, that's great an awesome culture. Home environment. Yeah.
I love it. I actually was looking at sending Savannah to the McKillop School of Basketball.
There you go.
But I think we're going to do Queens Basketball Camp.
Love it.
Oh, I met a guy, LeKay. He played basketball at Xavier. Is it Xavier or Xavier?
No, it's Xavier.
It's Xavier, right?
Yep.
They're the X-Men of Xavier.
Ran into him at the Harris Teeter today. He's buying a bunch of bananas. Ran into him today.
That's bananas.
Yeah. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. And he was like, are you doing any of the baseball camps for Queens? Because I was talking about going to the Queens game because I think they're going to go to the game too. My man, I created an event all by myself. What's happening? Who's muting?
Hey, I'm here. Sorry, I had a microphone issue.
Okay. I created an event by myself. We're going to go to a Queens game. I think him and his daughter might go to the Queens game too because his daughter and my daughter were the two girls in the one group when we were at the baseball clinic.
Are you guys in the summer camp grind yet? Have y'all like pulled out a calendar and tried
She's registered for two. That's why I'm looking at the baseball one, or excuse me, the basketball one.
Yeah.
And I think she's also, I think, going to do swim team.
They don't tell you about summer camp, man, until you become like a
full parent.
An advanced parent.
Yeah.
But
what are your kids doing?
That shit is wild.
What are your kids doing?
Well, it's the last year that my youngest is in preschool, so his preschool runs like 11 months out of the year, which is great. But mm-hmm. the older one, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm literally like, you'd be proud of me, made a spreadsheet,
mm-hmm.
mapped out each week of the summer from mm-hmm. when school gets out in May to when
it's more work
starts
than
in
school.
August. You got to map it out, man. And these camps are like 9 to noon, Monday through Thursday.
Yep.
So it's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing. So we're going to do a tennis camp. We're going to do a soccer camp. We're going to do a golf camp. We're going to try to do like a farm camp.
Randy Pate tennis camp?
Is it Randy Pate? No, it's through Wake. I mean, it's
fucking Wake, like Rec Center?
It's fucking bougie. No, Wake Forest.
Oh, Wake, to have, like the college. Oh, shit.
The restaurant I worked with, I asked about Randy Pate because they used to practice down there at the Haynes Park.
Haynes
and they
Park,
would come
baby.
Up to the restaurant and we'd make like sandwiches for them. Big group
Those kids are getting paid,
Randy
though.
Randy Pate Tennis
yep,
Academy.
They are now.
They're getting paid.
By the way, just real quick here. I mean, we've already touched on the NCAA video game and how Cerber's going to baptize me. How do you feel? How do each of you feel about the $600 fee to student athletes to be in the game?
It's tough because I would love for them to be getting more. I really would.
Yeah.
And technically, I think if you look back at what the payouts were for people, it was if they were in a game, if they were featured in a game, they got closer to $1,000, part of the settlement. I do think it's like, player, just say no. Like the ball's in their court to say no. I think a lot of players are just going to say yes because they want to be in the game. The problem is that they didn't get to collectively bargain for this. Like, the great thing about the NFL game and the NHL game and the NBA game is all the players, it's part of their collective bargaining agreement to ensure that they get fair compensation. And college football is still in the wild, wild west of not having that.
It's really hard.
I don't know, what's the number that makes sense, you know? What's the number that people don't balk at that can also be done?
I don't know that. See, and the problem for me is $600 for me, that's fine. Great. Like, I'm thinking about myself as a player.
Right, if it was you, yeah.
$600 for me is fine, but $600 for Darian Durant, not okay.
Well, I think that's the thing, though. The guy's like a Darian Durant, a starting quarterback for a big, you know, for a Power 5 program, is probably not going to be just getting that $600. They're going to be having these other opportunities
to promote the game. But
it's not just from the game. Exactly. And the argument is then that, like, well, people are buying the game not because of Michael Felder. They're buying the game because of Darian Durant.
Right.
And so why is Mike? But then we get into the whole thing. Like, I don't think that Bryce Young got more than Sam Darnold to be in the Madden game. Right?
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
Yeah.
I thought that all the players in the NFL, the part of the NFLPA agreement was that they got paid the same.
$25,000. Yeah.
Everyone receives $25,000 to be in the game.
But to your point, Server, then there's that extra on top of it from a promo and from an appearance. You're right.
And that's what I'm saying here. It's like, I think it's great that there's going to be some guys like that. Like, Caleb's probably going to make a little extra money. DJ is going to make a little extra money.
Yes,
but
yes.
But the thing, I think the other thing that people aren't taking into account is, like, back when the settlement happened, the max number of players on a roster for the video game was 70. And there were also 123 teams. So now we're up to 134 teams, and they've maxed the roster out to the actual scholarship number of 85. There's going to be 85 players per roster. So I think what they did is they probably did the math to balance that out, to be like, okay, well, we have 85 instead of 70 now, and we also have 11 extra teams. What would we have paid in the settlement? We would have paid $600. That's my guess, because that math seems to math for me. I don't know that there's a way that this is ever going to get done that satisfies people, because a lot of people are out here saying, like, well, they should be getting as much as the Madden guys. It's like, well, there's only 53 guys on 32 teams in Madden.
Right. So
Madden
much
also is
fold.
Going to sell. Madden is also going to sell twice as many copies as the NCAA game or the EA game, the college football game. This first one is not, we're not going to be able to judge this first one because people have been waiting for 10 years for this game to come out, over 10 years for this game to come out.
This one's going to sell a lot.
It's going to sell more than any that's ever been released before. Absolutely. I would love for EA to have somehow accounted for that with future compensation for players.
Yeah.
I would love for EA. I'm not big on the microtransactions in games, but if they could have done like ultimate team stuff that benefits directly to the players, like you pull a Cade Klubnik card, you pay for a pack of cards and you pull Cade Klubnik and, you know, whoever else, Cade Klubnik gets some cash for that. I think that would have been great. Because I'm pretty sure there's going to be some sort of like ultimate team microtransaction thing going on here. I think that they're going to have missed the mark if they don't include the players on that being compensated. Because I'm sure if they have classic players in there, Tim Tebow is getting money, right? If you pull a Tim Tebow ultimate player or ultimate team card or something, you know, to put him on your online ultimate team. But I worry, like, okay, is Cade going to get that? Is DJ going to get that? You know? I don't think there's a way that they would have done that where everyone would be happy. And I know that because what I saw online yesterday was about half the people saying, yeah, that's fine, like Felder and I, and the other half saying, this is egregious. There's no way. And I don't think the people that are saying this is egregious, I don't know the number that's going to satisfy them. And I think the great thing here is players have the opportunity, which they didn't have before. Players do have the opportunity to say, no, I'm worth more than that, and I won't accept this. In turn, though, they're just not going to be in the game, and like we're going to create a knockoff version of them and share it on roster share. Yeah, but we're testing the thing that people said for a long time, which was like people just want to be in the game and they want a copy of the game. Well, let's see if that's the case.
No, I don't know, Hartzell. What are you like? You're the most level-headed out of everybody.
I don't know if that's true. I mean, there's 11,000 D1 football players. So you do the math, $6.6 million in student-athlete payouts. Uh-huh. Do I wish it was closer to like a grand?
Yeah.
Sure. Do I realize that that's, you know, it's in the ballpark. I still think it's a...
It's not unrealistic to give them $1,000.
I don't think it's extortion, okay? I also know that, like, I mean, $600 and they get a copy of the game. Okay, so let's round it up. $670.
Sure. $700.
It's close. I still think you're underpaying these kids for the amount of money EA's making on this game.
Right. Mm-hmm. Especially this year.
Like all the commentators posted, like, you know, Chris Fowler, Reese Davis, these guys are like so excited to be on the game. They got paid more than $600.
Oh, absolutely.
So like,
I didn't even think. You know what? Fuck, dude. I didn't even think about that.
Like, I mean,
I will only. I hate to defend Chris or Kirk Herbstreit, but I will only say that like those guys are going to be in every game you play on the game, whereas those players might not be featured in every single, you know what I mean? Like you're only going to play Florida State once in your dynasty season.
I get that.
But sure, Herbstreit's going to be on the call for every single one of those.
Yeah, games. But he goes into a booth
and records everything too. Players didn't have to do that.
Right. Like, and they're going to also AI him saying your name and he's going to probably fuck it up.
Potentially, yeah. That's the other thing. I wonder how much of a role AI will play in commentary stuff moving forward. Yeah. I didn't even think about that. But
yeah,
I don't. But yeah, they're probably being grossly overpaid in comparison. Have we heard anything about coaches in the game?
No, just that was kind of still up in the air on whether these coaches wanted their likeness.
And therein we come to an even bigger problem.
And they're going to get paid more money. Sweeney,
yeah, if they put Dabo Swinney in the game and they give him $50,000. Then I think we get into the realm of like, okay, that y'all, this isn't right. What y'all are doing is this, y'all have the same problem that the NCAA has.
Right. I don't care if it's Brent Brennan or fucking Jonathan Smith or Dabo Swinney or it's Kirby Smart. If at the end of the day, like if that's going to be a part of it, because Kirk Herbstreit is going to be talking about, oh, look at the, like when there's a bad call or there's a misplay or whatever, and they do a little cut scene, mm-hmm. and both of these guys are going to get paid a ton of money. They're going to make six, you know, you're going to put six digits on it. And then this guy got $600. The guy that made the bad play is going to make $600. That, to me, that's the part where I'm like, come on, man. Like, what are we doing?
Sure.
Like, I'm... And I understand the vim and the Vikram for like that. Like I understand like the enthusiasm. Vim and Vikram is not the right word. The enthusiasm.
Vim and vigor.
Sorry. For wanting, I understand the enthusiasm for wanting the game. But I am of the mind that if you can't do it right, don't do it at all. And that's a thing that I've had, I've thought the entire time. I'm not in the camp of like clamoring for the game. I am in the camp of, if we can't do it to where it makes sense, then don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, look, there is no playbook for this, and this is it, and the irony here is that this in the Ed O'Bannon case kind of started all of this where we are right now. Okay.
Uh-huh. Ed O'Bannon, what is it? Sam, what's this guy? Sam, the kid from Nebraska.
I think he now runs Open Doors, right? Either way, I think we're gonna see how many copies this thing sells. And Serber, you're right. The first one that comes out this summer is going to do very well. So we'll see. I just, you know, when I saw that number, my initial reaction was like, you're getting a bargain. I know it's $6.6 million spread out over 11,000 student athletes, but that is a fucking steal for what EA is going to make on this game.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's, I think, and the 600 may make sense for future. Yeah, it may make sense for future editions that sell more like the old one did. But this one's going to come close to Madden, probably. It's not going to get to Madden numbers, but it's going to come close, I think.
But here's the other thing. That metaphor, or, you know, like what EA's making on the game versus what the players are getting paid to be in the game. That's college sports. Like, that is the model. Athletic departments are making
100%
so much money. Universities are making so much money, even on stuff just like parking, concessions, like the space where you used to be able to put your tent 20 years ago for free on the quad. Well, now you can't put it there, man, because that's corporate hospitality.
That's right.
Like, you all come, these things.
Yeah.
It's the come business correct. Of it.
You got to come correct. You can't get mad about 600, you know, players only getting $600, but then you buy season tickets to go to every football game. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. It sucks.
You can't have your cake and eat it too. If you're going to be mad about it all. Don't get mad about this one little, don't get mad about just this thing, because this is the model. This is what's been, this is not even what's been happening. What was happening, you know, 3 years ago was completely different than this. But, like, I mean, if you don't like this thing, that, like, yeah, you got to be loud to change it.
I do think that ultimately, and we're not here yet, but the only way this gets resolved or changes really is if there's some legal recourse to unionize and have.
You can't, you know, do that. Here's the problem. You can't.
They're not going to do that.
You can't. Steven, here's the way that I put it. Because
I'm not saying it's an easy solution, but to Serber's point, these professional athletes that are part of a player's union collectively bargain for the payout for these video
it's
games.
So much. I think so, it's such a different beast. 53 times the NFL. What?
Yeah. 53 times 32, that's 1,600 players.
I get it.
Well, then you got a few. Let's bump that number up to like 2,500 players just because of players that
free agents, practice rosters, and
free
practice
agents
roster.
And guys that are going to rotate in and out over the next couple years too. Still, it's one thing to organize that amount of dudes. It's a totally different thing to organize every
baseball. Have you guys seen this in baseball? The where they make guys go on the IR?
Yeah, but that's the strongest pro union in sports, MLBPA.
I know, Kurt Flood. I understand. What I'm saying is, like, baseball, they are to the point where, because what? Baseball is what? 40-man roster?
Yes.
Yes, throughout the season, yeah.
Throughout the course of the season. And so they're literally like, oh, you know what? We can juke the system by having you go on IR. Then we bring another guy up.
Yep.
And we can play him. And then when we need you, we can say that you're healthy again and you play. Like, can you imagine if that existed in college football?
Right.
Where it's like, oh, JJ McCarthy, you're hurt now.
Right. I know, and it's not apples to apples. I'm just saying, like, road.
Hang on, I'm not done. Because here's the thing. Steven.
Michael.
Serber.
Yeah.
Can you imagine getting a 19-year-old from Massachusetts to agree with a 19-year-old from Florida, to agree with a 19-year-old from Ohio, to agree with a 19-year-old from Texas, to agree with a 19-year-old from Utah?
Yeah. And honestly.
And from California. And that 19-year-old from Utah, he's not even going to be here because he's got to go on a mission.
Yeah. I think it's just like, I also don't think people realize how quickly fucking these athletic departments would say, all right, replacement players.
Yeah.
Come try out. And you know what? Here's the thing, too. Those stadiums will fill up to watch them.
Yeah. It sucks. Yeah, like, they're in the worst bargaining position.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think this goes well for them if they try it, unfortunately.
Like, we just got, and I noticed this when I was doing recruiting, starting in probably like 2014, 2015. We just got to the point that a kid from Florida knows who a kid from Utah is. And that's just from the best players.
Yeah.
Like, realistically, and I guess the biggest to me, and Hartzell, you mentioned that baseball is the strongest union. The bottom of the union is strongest at the bottom. It's a pyramid. Nobody gives a Michael Jordan didn't give a fuck about anybody, right?
He was also never in any of those video games.
Right. Because he was like, I don't care. So, if you, like, the union's not strong because of Kevin Garnett or Paul Pierce. Shit, even Mitch Richmond. The union in the NBA isn't strong because of that. The union in the NFL isn't strong because of Julius Peppers or J.J. Watt or Tom Brady. The union is strong because of the other guys. It's Lawyer Malloy and, like, these fucking guys that are on the bottom, like these, the middling guys. You can't connect the middling guys in college football together. You can't do it.
Yeah.
You can't. Like, it would have been like, if some guy from Iowa had texted me, I would have been too drunk to realize what the fuck is going on. And, like, I'm not trying to exaggerate, but, like, If you get a mass email and you're a player and you're 19, think about you at 19. You get a mass email. What should happen, and I agree with this. I agree with this. Like, this is a thing I think about all the time. Like, I think that, like, not to go off on a tangent, but I do think that if you work at Burger King and you work at McDonald's, you work at Wendy's, like, you guys should all come together. And, like, be, like, a huge force, right? Everyone that works that job, they all should work together to raise the minimum wage, to do all that thing. But they're so focused on their individual things, they don't have time for that. And I think with college football, it's the same way. I think it would be much easier in college basketball to do this. In college football, though, if you emailed every single backup, just one position, just the backup guard for every team in the country, they're gonna, I what do you think the response rate is?
It's low.
Low. And then what do you think the active rate is? It's even lower. Because they're worried that if I do this, my coach is gonna get mad at me. And I don't think a lot of folks realize this, but so much of football is operated out of fear. Coaches are terrified. That's why the rules happen. Coaches are scared. Dabo's worried about what Nick Saban's going to do, or not Nick Saban anymore, but Dabo's worried about Kirby Smart. Kirby Smart's worried that Ryan Day's going to do something different. So that's the fear. And then the players are worried that if I step out of line, I'm not just going to have to run stadiums. They might take my scholarship away. I might be in trouble. Right. And that's the other part of it. And you think about that, when the history of America with union busting and all that stuff, and you're like, Jesus, like, I don't know how they can get to the point where they should be, because it's terrifying to them. Sorry.
No, it's good.
You're right. I remember that video I saw this year of Lane throwing that dude off the team because he missed practice for like 2 weeks. It was like, you're out of here. Fucking your scholarship's gone. And it's like, they hold that power over these guys.
Yeah.
I don't think that's lost on the players at all. I think you're spot on.
Like, they live in a world of constantly because I say so.
Yeah.
And that's, like, Hartzell, correct me if I'm wrong, that's not a thing we're supposed to do as parents anymore, right?
It's frowned upon.
Yeah. And so it's just like, because I say so. Like, and I don't know, it's just very frustrating, man. Like, it's hard. I don't know how to get to where we should be, because you have to go through so many things to get there. And I don't know how the players can do it, especially when it's so disconnected. The reason I brought up basketball is those guys, with a handful of exceptions, obviously, but those guys all like each other. And maybe it's the sport that they play. Football players don't like each other. Football players are willing to fight each other constantly. With the exception of what? Draymond? Who else is fighting in the NBA? I mean, serious. Like, who else is fighting in the NBA? No one. And even when they were fighting, they were like, yeah, I'll fight, but I'd rather fight this guy in the stands anyways. And so it's just as like a, the NBA, smaller group of people, especially now, a greater concentration, which is why we've seen these max contracts go up, 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 up. A smaller concentration of people. Sure, you have some outsiders that get brought in, the guys from the international guys. But at the end of the day, the reality is these guys have been playing together forever. They're friends. They do have each other's cell phone number. And I'll go back to my other point. There is no one from Iowa that has the phone number of a kid from Galveston, Texas. They don't know each other. They don't know who each other are. They just know if they want to go to the University of Texas or they want to go to Iowa, they know they have to beat the other one out, because otherwise they're not going to get to go there. And now they have to beat out the transfer portal kid, which, by the way, we haven't even brought up. Can you imagine? What does a union even look like in college sport, in college football? With the portal, high school, like, everyone, again, operates from this position of control and fear. No one has any idea what's going to happen.
Yeah, sure.
They're terrified.
But none of this was even on the table 10 years ago.
Absolutely. Okay?
So I think there's progress. But yeah, like, the devil is absolutely in the details on this. And it's not something that you can just draw up on a napkin at a bar and, you know, make it happen overnight.
Who would draw it up on the napkin?
Bro, we do this. We've been doing this with college sports.
It's not going to happen.
Let me show you my playoff bracket, man. I got this right here.
By the way, I did not realize that it was always going to be the top four conference champions, because everything that we did, whether it was Bleacher Report, whether it was Stadium, even with College Sports Now, with Learfield, everything that we always did was we take the top four and then we look at who's next. And so when they put that press release out this week, or this past week now, I was like, wait, what? And I just didn't realize this was always going to be the case. And so you go back and you look at it, and I went back and looked at it, Hartzell. Michigan, Washington, Texas, Bama this year, no problem. UGA, Michigan, Clemson, Kansas State, not TCU last year or 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Bama, Michigan, Georgia, Cincinnati, but no Notre Dame. Because it would have been Bama, Michigan, Cincy, Baylor.
Yeah, that just means Notre Dame doesn't get the bye and gets to host an on-campus playoff game.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Depends. What are we talking? Are we talking about, like, player health and safety, or are we talking about money?
I'm talking about, like, I don't want to play an extra game. I'm fucking tired.
Well, I mean, tough shit.
But, like, I mean, you look at 2019, LSU, Ohio State, Clemson, Oklahoma. 2017, Clemson, Oklahoma, Georgia, Bama, no Bama. would have been Ohio State in there in the top four in terms of getting a bye. 2016, Bama, Clemson, no Ohio State, Penn State, and then Washington.
I'm still not convinced that a bye week is a good thing.
I think it's a great thing.
I think it depends on which university you are. Because now that we have 12, we're going to have some guys. Yeah, like, do you get an extra home game? An eighth home game? That makes a big difference for some athletic departments.
From a financial standpoint or from what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm talking strictly about money here because that's all that actually matters.
Right. And I'm thinking
about in college sports. I think it's great for the players. I think it's great for the preparation to be able to watch the team that you're going to play and have that extra time. Absolutely. But from an organizational standpoint, if I am, you know, if I'm Wisconsin.
You want that on campus game.
Yeah. And we're playing Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game.
Right.
We lose to Ohio State, but we're still the number 8 team in the country after, or the number 6 team in the country after all is said and done. And that means we get to host a game at Camp Randall. I'm taking that as like this is a good thing because we're still going to host a game at Camp Randall, and then we're going to get to go to the Rose Bowl if we win that too. Hell yeah.
No, I think you're right about that. But what I'm looking at is, so what I'm thinking, if you're Notre Dame, if you're Alabama, if you're Georgia, if you're Ohio State, and even though you lost, like if Ohio State loses in the new Big Ten, Ohio State loses to Michigan because they don't have divisions anymore. They lose to Michigan back-to-back weeks. Or they beat Michigan 1 week, lose to them in the Big Ten championship game. Sure, they get to host a game in the Horseshoe. But they're still one of the top four teams in the country.
Sure.
Why do I gotta play? When bring it like when whether it's Clemson or it's Florida State or it's you know what? It could be fucking UAB, dude.
Blazers.
Yeah. Well, this is the problem that they've had in the NFL before, right? When like the Seahawks were 8-8 and won the division and got to have a home game.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, or like the Vikings that 1 year, they went like 9-7 when Tavares Jackson was the quarterback. And it's like, this team doesn't need to be having a home game. And you're going to make us play in Minnesota outside because they don't have the dome finished. Like, this is ridiculous. But that's the way that these things go. NBA is like one of the only ones that's gotten it right, right? Oh, you won the Central Division? Nobody gives a fuck. You're the 6th seed, bro.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yes, yes. Yeah, that's like, a great, yes, exactly. Like, it just is very like, welcome to our sports podcast. It just like I don't know. I feel like the reality of it is like the SEC, now that they've added Oklahoma and Texas, there might be a year that they have the 4 best teams in the country.
Yeah,
a lot of years probably.
That's why they're like, give us 7 at larges. Let's go.
Yeah, but if, okay, can you imagine being Texas or Oklahoma and you only lost to Alabama or you only lost to LSU? One of those teams goes on to lose to Georgia in the SEC championship game, right?
Okay.
Coastal Carolina is 13 because they won the, what is it, Sun Belt?
Yeah.
They get a bye week. You got to host a 2-loss Penn State. Coastal sitting there tugging on their pud.
Yeah, but if you're Texas or Oklahoma and you're in that spot, you take your chances looking ahead at Coastal if you handle your business at home. Who cares? You're in the playoff. That's what this is all about.
But getting into the playoff doesn't mean anything now, to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so devalued at this point. 12 teams, that's more. That's it. It's like the NFL.
It is. And if you want to turn it into the NFL, that's fine. I also think if we're going to turn it into the NFL, we should consolidate and make things more standard.
Absolutely. Make it a minor league.
If we're going to do NFL stuff, let's just do NFL. Let's be the NFL. You know, starting with game times. How long they last. Let's cut it down more.
Get rid of NFL's all the television stoppages. No more stoppages in the last 2 minutes either.
Yeah, just cut it down.
Let's eliminate chains altogether, by the way.
Hartzell, you see what I'm saying? Like, can you imagine, Hartzell, can you imagine you're a Florida guy, right? Florida loses to LSU. They beat LSU in the regular season. So you have an undefeated Florida. You have a one-loss LSU. These teams are going to be ranked, what, 1-2, 1-3 in the country?
Sure.
Overtime game. Florida loses. And then you got to sit around and, what, Boise State's going to go ahead of you?
Yeah. Yeah. No one should be shocked that Nick Saban retired, that he pulled the plug on this shit.
I think I will say this. I don't think Nick Saban retired because of this. I think he retired because he's tired.
Yeah, and I think but don't you think he knew that, like, this is only going to be more tiring?
Yeah. It's going to make him already. More exhausted.
Yeah, he's like, I'm tired already. This is an easy decision for me now because I don't want to have to try and figure out this shit, too.
I'm not dealing with this.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, there was no motivation for him to second guess himself.
Yeah. The amount of work. Here's what I'll say, and we can get off this and we can go back to having some fun. But I will say this. I do think that this is going to backfire so hard on folks. It's going to backfire really hard on folks. Oh, Spike Lowe's, Hartzell, the Spizikes.
I kind of dig those.
I know. I showed you what Kristen got, right?
Yeah, the golds.
Yeah. What do you think of those?
Not for me.
She likes them. She wore them yesterday. Yesterday was maybe our best day. We had a really good day yesterday.
That's awesome. That's the goal every day.
We talked and we connected and we just were like, and not connected in like the other way, but like just connected. Like we talked and like, it was like a very good like conversation, like from a marital standpoint of like, hey, we've just been super stressed out recently. And so it was nice.
I love it.
I'm not getting the Spizikes. I'm not going to get those.
I'm not either. I like them.
They look good.
I used to have the first batch of Spizikes. I had like two or three pairs of those. I dug them.
I'm still waiting on the Toro Bravos. And I haven't seen them for under 400. Mm. And your boy can't spend $400 on a stinker. They're $700 in my size. Fuck. They're $700 in my size.
Well, I think the sneaker bubble has burst. Yeah, but
absolutely.
The problem is for the actual limited release shoes that are out there that are being sold or, you know, that are on the market like StockX or GOAT or whatever, those will still be at a premium.
Yeah, they're expensive. It is what it is. So, yeah, I don't know what this looks like from a playoff standpoint to circle back to the thing. Oh, by the way, I bought a smart light bulb.
Oh, you control it on your phone?
I took it back.
I mean, look, I know people that do this, like, hey, I'm going to open my garage with my phone. I'm going to turn on my outdoor lights.
I do that. I can do that. I did that in Chicago. I did that.
Thermostat.
Yep.
Dishwasher, oven. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
We have that for our washer and our dryer.
That ain't me, dude.
It doesn't bother. But the problem was they wanted me to turn my internet from the 5G to 2.5. And I was like, the fuck are you talking about, dog?
Well, your modem has like two different. See, I'm going to get in trouble talking about stuff I really don't know much about.
Does Cerber know about it? Do you know about it, Serbs?
Nope.
I feel like your modem has two different networks.
It does. It has two. Yes. But if I reset my modem, I have to reset everything that's connected to it.
That juice ain't worth the squeeze, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not doing it. And they were like, you can just do it and then redo it. And I was like, no.
How about no?
You're going back to the store, my man. And this is a saga because I bought the smart. I said, "Oh, smart bulb! I'm gonna try this because I wanted to like have a disco party in my fucking bathroom."
Sure.
Set it up like on like shuffle and like have the all the different light colors going ba 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 ba. And then I bought the bulb. I got home, and there was no bulb in the box.
Wow!
Somebody had already stolen it.
That's a bad beat. You didn't feel like, oh man, this box feel kind of light though.
Bulbs are light as hell, dog.
Damn, man, you got. So what? You told the person at Home Depot?
I called back to the Harris Theater and said, "Hey, Dina, I bought this and there's no bulb in it." And she said, "All right, bring it back." I said, "I'll be there tomorrow."
Man, that's a tough. I mean, for some people, you know, people that are a little more, you know, dicey, that would be a tough sell. Hey, I bought this. When I opened it, there was nothing in it. They'd be like,
"I see her every day."
I know. It's paying off, these relationships that you have.
And so I went back, took it back. She walked me down to the aisle, and we double-checked to make sure there was a bulb in there. I brought it home.
Yeah, you'd love to see it.
Brought it home. I plugged it in, and I'm going through the app, and they're like, "Can you lower your Wi-Fi to 2.5 gigahertz?" And I was like,
"Nope.
Absolutely not. Will not. Won't do it.
Can't do it."
And then I was like, "I guess this is going back." So I took it back. Took it back. We're done. I'm not going. Why would I go less Wi-Fi? Why?
Can't answer that.
Yeah. So I'm excited. What time do you got to get out of here? What do we have? 10 minutes?
I got the Pancake Jamboree in about 20 minutes.
Okay. I told you I'm taking Savannah to the freaking Queens game.
It's also known as the Pan Jam for those that are in the know.
Pan? Here. That's what you call it, a Pan Jam?
I mean, it's the Pancake Jamboree, but some people like to shorten it. You know, just they just call it the Pan Jam.
I like that.
It's put on by the Kiwanis Club.
The Kiwanis Club.
It's a big deal, man. Server, I mean,
what are we? How are we ranking? How do we rank these? Are we ranking? Where do we rank? Kiwanis Club versus 4-H versus like the Legion. You
got the Shriners.
Shriners.
Kiwanis got cool hats like the Shriners do, I feel like, and like the Elks do.
Elks Lodge also got to go on there. Also, can we throw YMCA in there?
Sure.
Can we?
Ooh.
YMCA. I don't know.
All these people do great things. I feel like the Shriners and the Kiwanis are at the top of the
wow.
The totem.
Okay.
I'm gonna throw 4-H in there.
Okay.
I go 4-H. Cause they're gonna teach you about like you got chickens, Hartzell. You don't think 4-H belongs near the top?
Here's the thing. Shriners and Kiwanis and Elks, some of these groups that you're talking about have got some significant real estate holdings.
Sure, yeah. That's not what It's just old white guys.
What's the 4-H got, man? A couple of camps? I mean, come on.
Wow.
Wow.
You're going to want to walk this back.
What's the 4-H got? A couple of camps.
Damn. That was cold, dude.
Well, let's do some brief research here in real time.
You go ahead. I know what they are.
Kiwanis Club was founded in 1915, okay, in Detroit. Mm-hmm. Shriners Club was founded, 1870, American Masonic Society, headquartered in Tampa. Dude, they got a logo with a sword. Come on, man. Freemasons, Oak Island. Don't make me go back there.
I think if you dig deeper into Shriners and Kiwanis, you're going to be like, oh no.
Hang on. 4-H Club. Let's see here. U.S. Base network of youth organizations founded in 1927. So, I mean, it's kind of the new kid on the block.
It's 100 years old.
Compared to the other ones that I just mentioned, okay?
But it's about farming and
it's your farm to table. That's when they that's when they adopted their newest pledge. Hartzell was 1927. They were formed between 1912 and 1914.
Elks yeah. Club founded 1868 as a social club in New York City.
Do you think yeah. that's a good thing? Do you think that people in the 1860s had the best interest of all people in mind?
Probably or not.
I can't quite put my finger on what they were concerned about.
All I'm saying is, from a 4-H standpoint, like 4-H, that's like grow the biggest pumpkin.
Okay. Yeah.
Farmers, dude.
It's farmers.
I guess I'm just thinking about in terms of like the charitable work. Yeah. I feel like the yeah. Shriners and
you don't
and
think feeding Kiwanis, people is charitable?
No, I just are you I feel aware like those of guys
food
been,
insecurity yeah. And food deserts look, literally you know what? Down the street from you in East Bend, North Carolina. You know they what? Have no grocery store in East Bend, Hartzell.
Fuck it.
They
have Dollar General. Do you know what 4-H even stands for?
They're all good people. They're all.
You know what 4-H stands for? I'm being serious. Do you know what 4-H stands for?
Go ahead. The floor is yours.
I'm asking you.
Off the top of my head, no, I do not.
Head, heart, hands, and health.
Love it. It's great.
The four values.
Fine. Look, the conversation was like, who's the best? They're all great. You know what? There's no winner. They're all great. Awesome.
And guess what? 4-H, they do the pledge in English and Spanish.
I mean, that's Hello. Awesome.
Because there are a lot of migrant workers that were in 4-H.
Okay.
4-H is all about the purpose of 4-H, engaging youth to reach their fullest potential while advancing the field of youth development. I believe our children are our future.
Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the
Give
beauty.
Them all
the
wisdom you search, you possession shine. But the greatest love of all is inside of me. Sex or chocolate.
Sexual chocolate. That boy good. Yeah, good and terrible.
That boy good.
Yeah, good and terrible. Hartzell, do you know what that is from?
Fucking good.
Coming to America, man. Don't insult me.
This is me insulting you?
I saw Coming to America, too. Didn't think it was very good.
I didn't think it was that good either.
It was not that great, but don't ask. Dude, I got to have a new car.
Dude, I watched Coming. So I spent a month. So, this is the last thing. We'll do when we're out of here. So I did a summer in Delaware. And my parents left. Like, my parents left me in Delaware with my grandma, my aunt, my uncle, my other uncle, my cousin, and me and my little brother were just in Delaware for the summer, for a month. And two things happened. One thing, or three things. One, I watched Star Trek every single day with my aunt.
With the Next Generation, or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the one with Reading Rainbow on it?
Yep. It's in a book.
Reading Rainbow. So I watched LeVar Burton on Star Trek every single day. I can fly twice as high. Take a look.
It's in a book
of Reading Rainbow. Reading Rainbow. I can't do anything. It's placed at the Reading Rainbow. So I watch Star Trek every day. I also, which is why I know what the holodeck is, which is insane. That's stupid. Why should I know that?
You're right.
The second thing is I've knocked out my front tooth. The tooth that you guys see that I have is my...
Are they real?
No, it's real. It's my original tooth.
Ah.
But it came completely out of my face.
Had to put it back in because it was not a baby tooth.
And they had to put it, yes, it's an adult tooth, and they had to put it back in.
Damn.
And my whole face got shredded because I rode a bike where it wasn't screwed on. And so I went to do a bunny hop, and the wheel just went straight out in front, and then the spokes just went straight into the ground. And I shot off the front onto the pavement, and my whole face just was bleeding.
That happened to my mom when she was like 8 or 9 coming down the hill into my she did not brake properly, and she went straight over the I still got the pictures of her road rash, like, all over her. She knocked out a tooth. Luckily, she has baby teeth still, but, like, man, this those going over the handlebars was a big problem. Still is.
It was bad.
But
it was bad.
You weren't wearing a helmet, right?
Fuck no.
Yeah, come on. You're not a nerd.
Wearing it. Hang on. Did you guys wear helmets when you rode bikes?
Never.
I grew up in DeKalb County, man. That's a yes.
You did. Yes. You did wear a helmet.
Had to, man. I mean,
bro.
I heard of kids getting their bikes taken away for riding around East Bend without a helmet, but I didn't happen to me.
My parents tried to get me to wear a helmet, and I would just put it on and then go around the corner and just throw it in the bushes.
Yeah, good call.
And then, like, get it when I came back, but I'm not wearing
a helmet. You ever see somebody on a bike with knee pads, elbow pads, and a helmet?
No.
I've seen that before. Hartzell, you did that, didn't you?
What's that?
Pads on your elbows, knees, and a helmet?
No, not full pads, but, I mean, I definitely, definitely when I got started, it was like, hey, man, put these knee pads on. Put these elbow pads on. Yeah,
absolutely not.
I told you. I knew he had been looking like that.
Dude, that's wild. That's insane.
These I had big old bright glasses to go with it too, man. I'm not too cool to admit any of this shit. I don't give a fuck. Yes, I had pads all over the place.
I wore pads when we went to the half pipe. I put on pads.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, when we went to the half pipe, I put on a helmet, I put on pads. When we went to the half pipe, I'm not putting on pads to ride to the corner store to get a Coca-Cola.
Yeah, once it popped in my head, I've never been more sure that there was someone who wore full pads.
Steven.
Bro, my corner store was off Briarcliff Road. That, like, not wearing a helmet and pads was not an option.
Corner store was off Albemarle Road.
It just wasn't an option.
I crossed over Highway 67, man. What are you talking about?
I rode my bike to the mall.
If I didn't want to wear pads, then I was walking. Like, it was like, if you're on a bike.
I also walked to the mall.
Pad it up.
And then what was the last thing? I talked about the, what did I do? I did teeth. Something else. I had one more, and now I can't even remember it.
Oh, shit. What did you say? You went up there. You watched Star Trek every day.
Star Trek.
Lost your tooth.
And I watched Coming to America 3 times a day.
Yeah.
And we watched Coming to America 3 times a day. My brother, my cousin, and I, anytime we get together, the first thing that we say to each other is, the royal penis is clean.
Fuck you. Yes. Fuck you too.
Yes. 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 Indie face.
Beloved. To be loved. Oh, what a feeling to be loved.
Seamus, shut the fuck up. Yes. Fuck you too. Yes, we watched it every day for a month, 3 times a day. And we had to put it in a little Ferrari rewinder because it was a VHS tape.
Yeah.
And we just watched it and watched it and watched it and watched it and watched it.
It's so wild that they go to a St. John's game at the Garden and not a Knicks game. Such a strange. I guess that maybe says more about the state of the NBA at the time.
It's probably cheaper.
It's probably cheaper to shoot.
Yeah.
And then he's like, and the guy bows down to him. Oh, I'm your loyal servant. And we're like, he's like, no, 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 no.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Samuel L. Jackson.
Fucking John Amos.
Freeze, you diseased rhinoceros pizzle. I know every line from that movie. The three movies I know the best. Celtic Pride, Coming to America, and go ahead and throw in Friday.
Yeah.
And you can have your knife back. Because I steal. I don't care.
You got knocked the fuck out.
But you live. You live to fight another day. Oh,
come on,
my
Craig.
God.
Come on, Craig.
Come on, Craig.
That's my dog.
That's my dog.
Don't you
we have a whole segment of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my dog.
You know, that's my favorite. Like, that's my dad's favorite part of CSN on Fridays.
That's my dog?
Yeah. He has no idea what it's from. He doesn't understand.
That's good.
He's just like, when I saw him for Christmas, he was like, that's my dog. That's there my dog. Go. And it was like, it was a head in hands moment for my dad, who was a 70-year-old white guy.
Did you watch Friday with him?
No.
You should watch Friday with your dad.
Dude,
you
I don't think there's a very slim chance Mike Hartzell makes it through that movie.
He would like, come on, it's Universal.
I'm just telling you, man.
That's my dog.
Parker. I know my dad.
Hey, when you gonna let me fuck, Miss Parker?
What?
Nothing. Stanley, get the fuck out of my face, Stanley.
Fucking Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac, RIP. Like, what a Bernie Mac was a monster. Oh, we was just praying. You kidding me? That and Coming to America? Oh, I don't know. I thought you was just out there fighting lions and tigers and shit. I was like, that is so racist. What up, Big Perm? What? I mean, Big Worm.
Big Worm.
God. So, yeah, those three, and then Celtic Pride. You think Larry Bird's got a picture of you on the wall with your hand down the toilet wrangling a turd? So good. Guys, we got to get out of here. I know Hartzell's got to go. We are... What are you doing, Hartzell? What do you got coming up?
Pancake Jamboree, man. I just told you.
Yeah, I wasn't listening
to
you.
It's once a year. This is put on by the Kiwanis Club. This is a very big deal.
Oh, we got into Kiwanis Club.
The who's who of Winston-Salem will be at the Benton Convention Center.
There's a big competition happening there as well. Yeah. Last year, skinny Luke Hallett, who weighs all of maybe 165.
Is it a pancake eating competition?
It will be today.
It is not. But like I said, Luke, one of our seasonals, he's a skinny guy. Skinny fella. Uh-huh. But how many pancakes did he put away last year?
It was like 17, dude.
I think he ate like 17 pancakes. Meanwhile, Kyle Shatter, you have met Kyle Shatter, big, jacked, nasty, like thrives on a cheat day, right?
Yeah.
He got smoked by Luke, so he's challenged Luke head to head this year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because last year, Shatter only got down like 9 or 10.
I mean, these are probably 10-inch pancakes. I mean, they're good size.
No. They're more like 7 to 8. These are small boys. These are small pancakes. These are small flapjacks.
They're not silver dollars. They're medium-sized pancakes.
They're not silver dollars. They're 6 inches.
7 to 8. I get that. 7 to 8. Okay. I'm wrapping my mind around it.
You get a plate with 2 pancakes and 2 sausage patties. All right. That's what they give you coming in. Now you can get all the seconds you want. You can go back up there and get more. But they have syrup and squeeze butter, parquet squeeze butter on every table. And man, for once a year, it's heaven.
It's not butter. That's oleo.
It doesn't matter. It's delicious. They also have free drinks, soda, milk, and bottled water.
God, this is, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm saying wow is like, I would hate this.
It's a very well-organized, well-put-on
event. I'm sure it's organized. I would love to be a part of the body that puts it on.
Well, I mean, why don't you join the Kiwanis Club, Felder?
And I would love to be like one of these servers.
There's no server, man. They just put you in the line, baby.
And no one serves you?
Well, yeah. I mean, like,
the thing I said?
Sort of. But
so the thing
like,
that Felder said is the right thing because they're serving you pancakes and sausage, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't call them server. I guess technically, yes.
Do they have gloves on and they're putting pancakes on a plate and then putting the sausage on the plate and then handing the plate to you?
It is an assembly line. It is an assembly line operation.
Right. So there you are.
Let me ask you, Hartzell, when you go to like K&W or like a cafeteria style situation, what do you call those people?
First of all, I don't fuck with K&W and I don't go to cafeteria.
I don't like K&W. Hey, hang on. Don't say that about cafeteria places because there's a lot of cafeteria places that fuck, all right? We don't have Bell Brothers anymore and you don't know anything about that. So I wouldn't expect you to. But don't just trash cafeteria style. Don't just trash cafeteria style. Like there aren't some people out there making some strong cafeteria style food. I'll come at you with Lizard's Thicket right now down in South Carolina. That place fucks, and it's cafeteria style.
Shout out to the folks at Lizard's Kicket.
We used to have Morrison's Cafeteria.
Thicket.
Dude, I'm telling you, shout out to any of my Winston listeners who remember Bell Brothers. If you were too scared to go to the hood to go to Bell Brothers, shame on you, because that food was fucking amazing.
Yeah, and you get the Jell-O at the end? Fuck yeah.
Dude, it's how I learned how to make mac and cheese, was from those old black ladies at Bell Brothers.
Dude, by the way, before we get out of here, I made some fire-ass seafood mac and cheese.
Really? What'd you use for the fish?
So it was crab.
Yeah.
And shrimp.
Okay.
I took some extra shrimp, laid them over the top with some chives, and put it in the broiler to crisp it up. Bang,
Crispies.
Bang. Yeah. All right, guys, we got to go. We have to go. Steven has to go to the pancake.
Pan Jam. I'll send you some bids, Felder. You'd be in your bag here. You would love it, man.
I got it. No, what I'm saying is, for me, I would like to be the person that's serving them, because I'm not going to eat the pancakes.
Okay.
I don't like pancakes. I don't like pancakes.
I don't love them, but for this, you got to get up.
And you're getting sausage patties. If you got a sausage link, you could turn that bad boy into a pig in a blanket.
I don't generally get down with the sausage. It's not warm and fresh like the pancakes are.
Yeah, I'm saying, if you got a sausage link.
Yeah, no, I get it. You could roll it up.
Roll it up. Then it's like a pancake glizzy. Right?
Dunk it in the syrup.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. But yes, you could do that.
I'm a big dunker.
I'm not a dunker. I don't like syrup either.
Sports Ops.
There we go. Here we go, folks. Rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. I am Michael Felder. He is Steven Hartzell. Tell them goodbye.
What about Server?
I'm going to do him next.
Oh. Let's grow.
Michael Server, a.k.a. L_Serberino. Singer, vocalist for the Killer Ants.
Follow Killer Ants on the socials, and please go listen to We're Not All Like This. Season 2 comes out soon.
Bang. There we go. And I'm Michael Felder. I'm so glad that nobody got mad at me about the one hand thing. Thank you guys so much. You guys are great listeners. I really appreciate it. Peace. Let's grow.